Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the club at Carlton Woods. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, live at the Chevron Championship. Lance is live in Alabama without a wallet. And, yeah. Without a wallet, he was able to get on the plane, he was able to get a rental car, and he was able to get a hotel room. Without a wallet, without a credit card or a driver's license.
That's all true. Now, I use Clear, so you don't have to have your license. I should have known, like, usually I would have to show a driver's license at some point just to get in. Well, they don't ask for it as much at the airports as they used to. The boarding pass is more important. But with Clear, you know, you pay for that service. They scan your eyes, try to avoid the lines or whatever. I got that specifically because of when I fly into LAX, it's not great. It's not great. So
no. Here's what I was thinking this. Tell me you're white without telling me you're white.
I knew Art would say that. So I don't worry.
Well, Art says, you know how I know LZ is white?
Thing.
He got a car, hotel, and flight home with no question.
Now, why do you fly over the most harmless
looking white guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you're a big dude, but you don't think.
I don't think you'd be coming up. Yeah, look. I just want to return your car in the same shape that I picked it up in. I'd like
Bring
to leave your hotel. I sometimes will make my own hotel bed. Just I want to save people the time and effort. You know, I don't want them to have to. I don't want to inconvenience anyone, Art. Okay, people see that in me. I don't look like I'm an inconveniencer. I listen to authority. I respect authority. I've never punched a teacher over a cell phone. I mean, look at me. Come on, guys, listen to my voice. I do numbers. I'm a numbers guy. We're not
your
bad
celebrity
people.
Had nothing to do with this, right?
Have you ever seen me on Fight Haven? No.
Did the lady at the car rental go? I watch you on NFL Plus, and I know I love. Except I wasn't crazy about where you slotted Mechie last year. Okay,
no,
did she say that?
No one said I watch you on NFL Plus because they don't.
No one has ever said that, actually.
Yeah, no one's ever said it. But she just – well, okay, so here's the thing. Luckily, I pre-did everything for Hertz. I pre-did my, my hotel room. That helped. The hotel room's not a big deal. I had to use an actual credit card for them to hold expense. I've already paid for the hotel. I've got luckily, a picture of my driver's license. I didn't even – I'll just be honest with you. I didn't even need – I just went back, and after she gave me the keys – to the car, I went back. I found my credit card, the picture of it in my phone, and I went and showed it to her just because I felt like, hey, just wanted to make sure you saw this. I wanted to make sure you at least saw this, because I am I am leaving with. Now someone would have to know my name and all that stuff. But anyway, that one was one I will admit, Art. That was one that if I wasn't in. You know, a medium to small sized town in the South where you don't even have somebody who checked you on the way out. I'm not sure. I was already prepared to take a cab an hour and already I don't have a credit card. So I had to Venmo. Luckily I have Venmo with my son. So I sent him money and I'm going to have to go have him pull it out. So I have money to spend here over the next 2 days. So, he had to pay for the dinner last night. Like, well, looks like you got dinner. I mean, it's on me. Let's be real about that. But, so I'm like, should I get a vodka tonic? Cause they don't have Maestro d'Opel. So not.
Well, what if you got carded?
I would have showed him that picture on my
carded,
phone.
Then what?
I would have said, "Do you watch NFL Plus?"
Guess what?
It's the first thing I'm going to ask everyone. Do you watch NFL Plus?
What's going to happen to you? Get carded.
I'm going to say, "Do you watch NFL Plus?" No, I'm not. I've been get carded now. Now it's like, okay, you're just being an a-hole. You know what I mean? Like, you're just trying to, you know, follow some policy. It's our policy to card everyone. What are you? Then you better be doing a Homeland Security check because you're clearly not. Yeah, it happens. Like, what are you checking for? If you're checking for Homeland Security, then go ahead and do the bomb test on my fingers. You know, run a walk me through a metal detector. Check my pockets. Do the whole thing.
I want to run a bomb test on you. Okay, that's how I look.
Nobody
at you and I
does.
Go,
he nobody does.
Were you carrying? Okay, were you carrying a backpack? Oh, by the way, I watched the Boston Marathon. Yes,
you watched? You finish it?
I finished. Oh, you can't watch just two episodes. You got to watch
the
whole thing.
No, you finish the whole thing. It's like a three-hour movie. That's all it is.
It was funny. I'm not going to give anything away for those of you, but it kind of struck us as a little ironic was how, after all the screw-ups that the FBI and the police made, how heroic they were all made out to be.
Yeah, by the way, there's a book out that talks about all their screw-ups, like how badly they screwed it up.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a woman who, like, that's not the narrative. That's not necessarily the same narrative that is out. Yeah, it's the narrative we had at that time. But Boston strong.
The guy was hiding a block away from where he abandoned the car, and there was blood all over this boat. And and nobody noticed it. I mean, they shut down the entire city. They shut it down for, I don't know, thousands of square miles, and the dude was one block from where he abandoned the car.
One block with blood on the...
And blood all over the boat. And he had enough time to write in the boat.
A manifesto in the boat.
A manifesto he wrote in the boat. I mean, goodness gracious, people.
I mean,
what
he had to have gotten out to
pee, didn't
he?
He was a block away from the car.
But how wild is the video that's in there?
Oh, yeah, the shootout? Holy crap.
It's unbelievable. We had never seen any of that video. Some of the I didn't even know there was one in the neighborhood. And all I could think of when I'm watching it, eventually they address it, is there are so many rounds of ammunition getting squeezed off. I'm just thinking, this cannot be safe in that neighborhood.
Did you see all the bullet holes in the houses?
Yeah, bullet holes all throughout people's houses. They're very lucky
people
aren't killed.
Here's the deal, though. You had the journalist that was saying, oh, that was reckless and everything else. If those guys are firing and throwing bombs at you, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, the journalist to me went back. He was a little over the top. I mean, not that he wasn't correct, but I thought some of his stuff was clearly
okay, so they're throwing bombs and they're shooting as many rounds as they are at us. We should just sit here and not do anything because, well, it might endanger someone who's in their house. I mean,
The videos, though, of the people who were – and they actually edited out some of the videos so it wasn't too graphic. Man, it was – I mean, the damage that was done was unbelievable. And it's a really good documentary. You guys should – because I didn't know about a lot of it. I didn't realize. I don't remember there being this big shootout. The background of the one brother who wanted to be on the Olympic boxing team, and then he just became disillusioned and radicalized. You know, kind of how that all went down. Like, I didn't know any of that stuff. His younger brother was just kind of just some kid in school that everyone got along with, and he was just, you know, just had fun, went out with everybody. He was in college. He was not a radical guy at all, and I think his brother kind of changed some things. But man, it was a really good documentary about something I knew about but didn't really know about. Like, didn't have all that information. It's a good watch.
It's a really good watch. You gotta watch it. For those of you that have, I know, Art. We're not all rich and have Netflix. Okay, Art, get Netflix. Okay. Save a $7
Art
a month so you can buy our Netflix. No, everything I say, Art's
Netflix.
Like, well, we don't all live in River Oaks and have Netflix. Okay, Art.
No,
get Netflix. Okay,
Art, get a new character.
Art, try to be somebody else today.
Play a different
character.
Okay,
it's Friday. Take a day off from Art. Okay, take a day off.
So,
hey, ESPN 97.5, you're home for the best draft coverage in the city. We have the preeminent draft expert. Is that what it is? Preeminent?
Preeminent
draft
analyst.
The preeminent draft analyst in the city. The Wheelhouse will be live from the draft in Kansas City. That'll be expertise there. And we'll be partying live at locally at Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage on the Southwest Freeway from 6 to 11. When you arrive at our draft party, make sure that you sign up for our mock draft contest so you can qualify to win a 75-inch TV courtesy of Audio-Visual Consultations and a $50 gift card to Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage. Our entire NFL draft coverage presented by 1800 Tequila, the official tequila of the Houston Texans. All right, 713-780-3776. We got a caller. Justin wants to talk about the NFL draft. Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I was calling in. I had a couple questions. One of them's tied towards, like, realistically, what is the possibility that the Texans can get a trade down here? Slash, the second half of that is, you know, we're saying that this group is not as talent dense at the top. You know, how do teams value looking at this draft as not talent dense and wanting to move maybe to next year versus taking the best player in a draft in general, regardless of the density? So wanted to hear your thoughts on those two things.
Yeah, those are all really good questions because it's not a good draft at the top. And so that's what makes this harder to get a trade-up situation is you have to have one player that someone covets to trade up for. And, you know, Jalen Carter might have been that guy in a different world, but he's not going to be now. I'm just finding out for more and more teams, like, Will Anderson is just not somebody who people think of as special. They think of him as a double, is very safe, kind of like I heard him compared to Aiden Hutchinson last year, which, you know, is fine. Aiden Hutchinson's a good player. Will Anderson's going to be a good player. But people don't think of him as special. And so I don't think anyone's trading up for Will Anderson. Tyree Wilson, you're kind of hit or miss on him. So it really comes down, I think, to C.J. Stroud. You know, I don't think anyone's trading up for Will Levis. I don't think anyone's trading up for Anthony Richardson. I think it comes down to C.J. Stroud. And so if you don't like C.J. Stroud or you don't want him, if you're the question then is who's going to come up? And if Seattle would be the perfect fit. If Seattle traded, you could get one of your defensive players you like and you can get an extra draft pick. So five would be perfect, but if they don't want to come up, the Lions, I do not believe, are going to take a quarterback at six. The only other option is seven. And now you ask yourself, okay, you have to start running through scenarios. If seven were willing to come up to two, and they may just wait it out and say, look, we'll just wait. There's a lot of rumors about Texans passing on Stroud. We'll just wait and do the deal with Arizona. So that's the problem, is if people don't believe you want to take Stroud or, you know, Why do a deal at two when you can do a deal at three? So they may just wait it out and say, look, we'll just wait and see if the Texans take C.J. Stroud. And if they don't, we'll do a deal with Arizona, which will maybe save us a little bit of draft capital. If you do a deal with Houston, seven, so let's go quarterback at four, quarterback at two. I'm sorry, quarterback at one, quarterback at two, quarterback at four. We will have at three, either three or four, there's a quarterback. We know that. You'd have to trade ahead of the Colts, which I don't think will happen. So I think Arizona could end up getting stuck with their best defensive player on the board. So defensive player there, defensive player at five, and defensive player at six. So you better hope six is, because six could be Jalen Carter, five could be Tyree Wilson, three could be Will Anderson. Well, now where are you? Your three best defensive players on the board are off. The three quarterbacks, whoever they are off, and now you're at seven. Who are you picking now? You picking the fourth quarterback? You picking Lucas Van Ness at seven? You taking Nolan Smith at seven? Are you taking Devon Witherspoon? Like, you see what I'm saying, John? You've now run out of the
two
positions.
So how many of these guys have star potential? I mean, honestly, at the top of this draft, you've got Jalen Carter, Will Anderson, Tyree Wilson, Bryce Young. I guess possibly C.J. Stroud has got star potential, but when you're starting to talk about Nolan Smith, and do you think Lucas Van Ness has star potential?
No, I don't. No. No offensive linemen to me have star
Christian
potential.
Christian Gonzalez?
I don't think these cornerbacks have star potential. I know some people think so, but I like them, but I don't think they have star potential. That's the problem, John. If you don't have star potential, and every year we do this, well, quarterback, because we just say, oh, well, the Colts need a quarterback. Well, you know, this team, Tennessee needs a quarterback. Yeah, but Tennessee needed a quarterback last year, and they kept passing on Malik Willis until the third round. You know what I mean? Like, all these other teams needed quarterbacks. The Falcons needed quarterback. They passed on quarterback until the third round. Teams are not desperate like people think. If they think a player isn't good, you know, on Twitter or fans, they just say draft quarterback and you're good. But teams look at this as like, no, this guy gets me fired. I don't think he's good enough. And so if a team doesn't think a guy's good enough on tape, what I'm finding out every year, I have to re-find this out. It is about tape.
You know what though, Lance? You get fired when you don't have a quarterback too. Look at what the Cleveland GM
Brown.
Kept trade. Yeah. I mean,
Sacha Brown wouldn't make any top picks.
Never,
he traded everything.
Never do anything.
I know.
Right? Sacha Brown would never do. He gave the Texans to Deshaun Watson. I mean, you got to pull the trigger. You got to see if you know how else you get fired. You don't have a quarterback. That's how you get fired too. Right?
Yeah, you can. You absolutely can, and that's why. See, I think the Colts are stuck. The Texans aren't necessarily stuck. That's the funny thing is, the Texans actually have, you know, D'Amico Ryans has a honeymoon period going on right now. Now the GM does.
Well, but the GM will get a year too if in fact CJ.
Well, he'll get this year.
He'll get this year.
He'll get this year regardless.
He's
going to
get this year.
But
I don't know. He might even get another one because he'll say, hey,
"So
listen,
new rumors.
We're developing
I heard
a young quarterback here."
When we come back, I'll tell you about two new rumors that I heard. They run in opposition to each other, but I promise you haven't heard these. These are two rumors yesterday from the same source, and this guy has heard it from two different places, and it's not going to make things clear for you with the Texans. I will just tell you that.
All right, and not only that, but we got Adam Schefter, who is jumping on the Lance train as well. Peter King jumped on, and now Adam Schefter's jumping on the Lance train. We'll do that. But first, Lance is talking about his patio.
Texas Custom Patios, they built my patio back in December. Well, it was finished in December of 16. They built it in the winter, fall, I guess it'd be fall of 2016. And at that time, I just had this space, and I knew it was pretty good space right there on the back of my home. And what they did was they repitched the roof, so it has that A-frame to where it goes up. It elevates. It gives me all that space, which makes the space feel even bigger. And then they built it onto the home. It looks like it was built originally with the home. That's how good the work is that they do. Then they were able to they built a fire pit, and the stone looks great. And it's a space with – I've got sound system in the roof. I've got a big screen television that's out there. So, you know, we've got a good place to sit and watch games. Well, one thing that was missing that I didn't get at the time was an outdoor kitchen space. And they finished that here recently. We did a photo shoot and a commercial for it. Man, is it awesome. A grill, and you can get whatever you want there in terms of your appliances. But I got the basics. I got a grill that has infrared heat at the back where I can do rotation. And then it's a gas grill. Then I've got a burner on the side of that. I've got the rotisserie, the cooktop that goes on top of it. I have the refrigerator, which is going to be great having that outside. Trash cans, a lot of space. I mean, it looks great. They built it onto an existing patio. It looks like it was built there from the very beginning, like everything they do. And it's really added a new level of enjoyment to my home. I can't wait to use it when I get back. Texas Custom Patios, they turn your house into a home, and they turn your outdoors into an oasis. They're also doing swimming pools, pool houses. Everything they do is top-notch. Go look at the work they do at TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the club at Carlton Woods. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance along with RJ out here. Sean is back in the studio. We are at the Chevron Championship, where we are going to resume play in just a little bit. Actually, it started already, huh? I think we might have just teed off.
Yeah, I think so.
I think we just teed off for the second round here, which is nice. Hopefully the weather is going to stay away. We got a lot of rain last night. Might change a little bit of the golf course, right? Maybe the longer hitters are probably going to be good. But we are with Kim McHugh, who is with Chevron, a vice president at Chevron. And this is interesting. I was reading your bio. You're a driller?
Yes.
You know our football team name here is the Roughnecks. We have our XFL team, the Roughnecks.
I know. I've got to get a jersey on that one.
So we don't – but it's all like men. It's all thought of all men. And here comes Kim McHugh saying, oh, no, I drill too.
Absolutely. Been doing it for 33 years.
You have, huh? Yes. Your dad was too?
My
right?
dad, yeah. My dad was a driller, so second generation.
So it's – but it's mainly – it's a pretty – mostly men business you're in there?
Oh, yeah. I'm alone in the room a lot, let me tell you. I had two older brothers.
So that opens doors, but it closes. I mean, how is it? How difficult is that?
You know, early on it was tough. I will tell you that it was really difficult, and you're just trying to fit in. I learned a lot about NASCAR racing, kept up with hunting, fishing. Just to be able to talk, I worked the first 4 years on rigs.
Oh, really?
So I rotated out in the Gulf of Mexico.
And probably alone as a woman out there.
Very much. But so. they were great. They really were supportive. Now it's a little better, but you're still alone in the room quite often. But I think people are getting more educated on what it means.
All right. You go in there.
Hey, I love it.
I'm the only one here.
I did it on purpose. There was a few women. I said, let's go do this.
Maybe it'll open some doors. And it has with Chevron for you. It's got to be awfully nice for you, proud. Putting your name on a big event like this.
Oh, it's fantastic, especially seeing us sponsor a woman's professional sport.
Yeah.
And one, look, I play golf. I'm not a golfer. I'm, you know, having to relearn. But my daughters can learn to play. It gives you opportunities, right? It's where deals are made, relationships.
Absolutely.
And so I think it's fantastic to see our name out there to support young women. And then also the women's professionals and up the sport.
What do you know about Houston?
Oh, what do I know about Houston?
Yes.
I live in Houston. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I thought you were Denver-based.
I am moving to 2 weeks ago. Oh. I started a job in Denver. So I've been in Houston for about the past 19 years.
Well, this is the
years.
Capital, right?
Absolutely.
If you want to be in the oil business.
You got it.
So that's really great. And I think it will be more receptive. I know we're doing well here this week, but we've got 5 years here.
That's right.
At the golf course here at the Nicholas at Carlton Woods. And I said, Dads, this weekend, bring your daughter out. And you know what? Show her. Look at these professional athletes. You could be one of those.
Yeah, you know, it's fun. John, you said that because I was out on the Memorial Park, the driving range, last Sunday prepping for the Pro-Am. And these little girls were out there. So I'm trying to give them Chevron Championship golf balls and telling them. And I ask them, like, who's your favorite golfer? And they would name men.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd look at their dad and I'm like, you need to help them find a woman golfer because this is going to be their stroke. This is their game. Have somebody that looks like you can relate to in the game. And so a few of the dads said they'd get them out here to let them see. But you're right, man. And young boys, like, come see this because these women, their swings.
They can play.
Oh, it's perfection.
Yes.
Right?
Well, RJ asked, we had Casey Seaman on just a little while ago from the LPGA. And I didn't get this question. And RJ, it brought up a great point. He said, Michelle, we used to be the face. But we don't have a face. We need a face.
That's right.
Right? I mean,
yes.
We need somebody to step up and really – yeah, Tiger Woods. Why was Tiger Woods? Because he dominated. He played really well.
He did.
And that's what I think that if that happens for women's golf, if somebody steps – Nelly Korda steps up and just starts dominating.
That's right.
It'll be great for the sport.
Yeah, I think that's what we really need. And then we need these young people coming out here, you know, and seeing this and aspire to it. You know, from a woman's perspective, playing sports, any sport, like any sport, sets you up better for life.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that. You see it. The women in the C-suite, they all played sports.
It's better for parents, too, when those girls get those golf scholarships. Okay,
absolutely.
That helps a lot.
Absolutely.
That really helps. And listen, there's scholarships out there with Title IX. There's scholarships out there, guys, so get that golf club in her hands. But come on out here and let her see these players because they are fantastic. They are really, really good. See, we've been talking about this a lot, is that the men, me, I could relate more to their game than I can to the PGA Tour.
Yeah,
way more.
My husband says the same thing. Yeah. He said watching them and the shots, it's more relatable. You know, you kind of watch the PGA and they do some stuff. He goes, I can't do that. This and the distance and stuff, yeah.
You know, we had another golf tournament, the PGA tournament, that was sponsored by another oil company. We've got this one. Now, what does being part of this mean to Chevron?
Well, for this one, Chevron really does want to advance women, promote diversity and inclusion, accessibility. So this one really fits a mission for us on advancing women and making things accessible. We want more young girls in STEM, which is the science, technology, engineering, mathematics. We want to get more of them in that. So this gives us that opportunity to do that community, young women, also at the professional level. It gets a platform for that. And I think that for Chevron is very important. And look, we're a part of the Houston community. We've been here for 100 years. We're energy. We are an energy company. And so I think this is what really helps us get our name out
That's
there.
That's great. And the only woman driller that we know of in the world is right here with Chevron. Okay, so they, you know, they're inclusive because they're the only one. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. This is going to be a big week, and we really appreciate being part of it. This is great.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That's Kim McHugh right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for me right now to talk about I'm talking about my peeps over at Chastang Ford. Thank you so much, Kim. Listen, if you're looking for that vehicle, there's only one place to go right now, and that's to see my people over at Chastang Ford. Just the best. It's not even this is not even arguable. There's only one place to go and get your vehicle on. The F-150, the 2023 F-150, the Bronco Sport, the Escape. How about this? 2022 year models, take advantage of 0% financing for 36 months. 2023 F-150, Bronco Sport and Escape, take advantage of purchasing a Ford F-150 and receive up to $1,000 in accessories. Purchase a Bronco Sport or Escape, receive up to $500 in accessories. They also have F-150 Lightnings available at MSRP on the lot right now. Right now on the lot, you don't even have to wait for it. Build and price the Ford your own way. The only way, listen, they are going to, the first thing that they're going to ask you is, what are your monthly payments have to be at? And then let's go from there, because they don't want you choking on this thing. That's the way they do business at Chastang Ford. They want you to have the best car buying experience you can possibly have. And that happens every single time. They are going to do it right. They're going to do it for you. No markups. Do not pay MSRP on order vehicles. No add-ons ever at ChastangFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the club at Carlton Woods for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 live from the Chevron Championship. Lance is in Alabama. We are here in the Woodlands at Carlton Woods, the Nicholas course, as play is resumed here at the course, the second round play. So this is, it's a lot of fun out here. I know Lance is having a lot of fun rolling tide out there. You have some information for us that maybe other people don't have, Lance?
Well, so I guess there are two things that are out there floating around teams. And once again, this does get to the point that you have to get through. So I listen to what I hear. I take it pretty much in life. I don't just, you know, I listen to different things in everything in life that I read, and I can determine when something's opinion. I'm a critical thinker. I can tell when I'm trying to, you know, when somebody's potentially slanting things or trying to con me. And so I don't just take everything at face value. But the two things I heard yesterday, one of them, and they're two completely different things. So this isn't going to help you in one way or another. The one story is that maybe the football side of the building doesn't want to go quarterback, and that the owner wants to go quarterback. That's one of them that I heard. And the other one was, the football side really wants to go quarterback. They like him. However, the owner's not going to do business. He's not keen on doing business with David Mulligetta again. So
he's
obviously
not doing
that
business with what?
David Mulligetta again.
Well,
it's the agent.
So wait a minute. You want quarterback, but you don't want Mulligetta.
No. Those are two different. No. Those are two different stories. Like I said, these are two different stories. One of them.
And so they're exact opposite.
Exact. That's what I told you. They're opposite. Okay. They don't help you. They're not going to help you. I think I believe Well, it's hard because I could see the Mulgeta thing being true, and I have, and I do have reason to believe that David Mulgeta himself is concerned about his presence. So,
well, other than the football
side,
that could
be true. Both of them have,
The owner could want quarterback, but doesn't want Mulgeta.
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah, that's also possible. That's also possible.
Right?
Specifically is that the owner wanted C.J. Stroud and that the football side didn't maybe want Stroud. I said quarterback, but I should have just said Stroud. I shouldn't just.
So I can't believe that Cal would go, no, we have to take C.J. Stroud because, first of all, I'm smarter than you football-wise. Secondly, I can't wait to get back to the table with David Mulgeta.
Well, what about the other thing that we've talked about, Joe, John? It's also viable that Cal and Hannah could say, hey, you know what? This is the second best quarterback. The fan base is excited about the Texans. I want to keep this train of happiness rolling. Let's go get the guy who played great in that football game they had. And what was that, January or December? You know, I'm just trying to think how this could sound. And, no, I mean, I think it's possible ownership could say, hey, we want to get, you know, we want to get the guy who is considered a really good quarterback. And I'm sure you could find out I'm sure the building doesn't have him rated poorly. The tape is not, you can't have Levis you can't watch tape and have Levis or Richardson ahead of C.J. Stroud. That's just not possible. Now, you can do some projections if you like based on the offense, but there's no way anyone says no. I mean, Anthony Richardson's Will Levis clearly better than C.J. Stroud. You can't get – that's not possible to get there. You have to do a projection based on things you haven't seen yet. So it is possible, though, John, isn't it, that the owner, especially with Hannah there, could say, hey, you know what? The fans – I know
the fans
love him.
Back.
He had great statistics. Our own scouting department says a lot of good things about him. Let's not overthink this. We'll be fine with dealing with the agent. That's not a problem with us. Let's just go get the best quarterback we can find. That's completely viable. It's also viable to say, I ended up giving $37 million to Deshaun Watson that I never got back because he tricked me. It's like Teddy KGB getting – it's like Deshaun and David Mulgeta were, you know, Mikey from Rounders – and saw, you know, but there were there were Oreos being eaten potentially, John. There were potentially Oreos being eaten in the Texans front office.
No. I think every day Oreos are eaten.
Yeah, he could have seen.
And not only that, he takes them apart and he eats the white part.
Yeah, all of that sounds
first.
Completely real.
And then he eats the chocolate.
And then they trapped him and they tricked him and said, yeah, just sign your extension and we'll get you out of here after you get your signing bonus.
So not only, but here's the deal, is not only did Sean
make $37
million, David Mulgeta also got a percentage of that $37 million.
Yes, so which one of those are true? Which one of those are true? That the ownership really wants to draft the quarterback or
the ownership really wants a quarterback. I'm sure the ownership really wants a quarterback. I can. That is so viable, and it's so. That is so reasonable to believe that they want to get back with David Mulgeta is impossible to believe. Impossible.
But I can't. I just can't see all that stuff. Okay, so I could see parts of both sides of those two little stories that run in direct opposition to each other, because one story, all you got to know is that one story has the football side not wanting Stroud, the other side has the football side wanting Stroud. So it does no good. These stories are in direct opposition. It does mean no good. It's interesting to hear where they came from, because I know where they came from on both sides, and so it's really hard for me. I think this. I will just say, from the side I heard about Cal won't deal with the agent, just so we're clear. And that the D'Amico and or that the football side, whoever that would be, wants Stroud. That came from I got it secondhand. Somebody got it from a source very high up on a team. That one could be a smokescreen, but I don't know what purpose. Like, I'm just trying to figure out what purpose other than the Texans trying to coax a trade up. I don't know. Trying to read through this stuff is kind of a waste of time, frankly. I mean, I'm going to be happy when the draft actually hits. But
oh my
gosh,
I can't wait, dude.
If Bucky Brooks is is handling the first few draft picks, like the first 10 draft picks of the draft or whatever it is, then I'll be able to call into you and Jeremy and give my thoughts on whoever the Texans' second pick is. So I should find out the day of, and I'll be more than happy to come on and talk draft with you guys until I got to do my TV hit.
On Thursday? Yeah, you're off next Thursday, but
on Friday, the day of the draft when y'all do the draft show. Thursday night, yeah. When the pick is made, yeah, I will.
You'll be able to come on.
I'm in the studio to do it, but it may not be my turn then. So if I can, I'll come on your show.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime that you can, that'll be great. That'll be great. Lance is going to be off next Thursday morning. Dell will be here, and then Friday, Lance will be back, and we'll break down all of the draft right here with your preeminent draft analyst. Time to talk a little bit about your tequila now, Lance.
Maestro Dobel is my tequila. It's my tequila of choice. You know, a lot of people will have, and I get this, like I'm loyal, and you guys may not be loyal, and that's fine, but I'm loyal. Maestro Dobel is my tequila. I may dabble in the bourbon world or vodka world or whatever, but, you know, when it comes to tequila, Maestro Dobel is my tequila of choice, and it's very simple. I've got the opportunity to select a different type of tequila directly from Maestro Dobel. I've got the Añejo, which is terrifically smooth tequila that is just – I can't even explain this tequila experience when you are sipping Añejo. It's phenomenal. If you've never tried it, you really need to. I've got a Smoke Silver because I like a little bit of a smoky cocktail. So I've got – whether I'm having margaritas or whatever it is, so I've got their Smoke Silver. And I've also got their Cristalino, and their Cristalino blends three different types of tequilas. They charcoal filter it and they – age it, and the result is there's a slightly sweet finish at the end. No matter which tequila you have, there's never that burn. There's never that, you know, face that you're making after you have tequila, a bad tequila, I should say. This has been very properly aged. The ingredients are phenomenal, and this is 11 generations of family members who have put this together. They make it in Tequila, Mexico. It is a very big tequila in Mexico, and it is getting bigger and bigger. In the States, it's Maestro Dobel. Wherever fine liquors are sold, make sure that you demand they carry Maestro Dobel.
ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the club at Carlton Woods. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, we're giving away a pay-per-view code for the dream matchup as undefeated superstars Gervonta Tank Davis squares off against the speed of King Ryan Garcia in a highly anticipated mega fight tomorrow night. Caller number four. That's 713-780-3776. Wins a pay-per-view code to Gervonta Davis versus Ryan Garcia. Go to SHO.com/PPV to order now. Caller number four at exactly 9 o'clock. Caller number four at exactly 9 o'clock. So set your clocks to 8:59 so that you can immediately at 9 o'clock call in, and the fourth caller at 9 o'clock is going to win. So that we give everybody a chance. We want to give everybody a chance to win. Art, let's go. You wanted the code? We're giving you the code, Art. All you have to do is call in and be fourth caller at 9 o'clock. So, Lance, exactly what you were talking about with the Texans. Here's what Adam Schefter is hearing. Here's the latest from Adam Schefter.
Point of inflection in the draft, because the widespread assumption all along has been that the Houston Texans would go quarterback at number two with the quarterback that the Carolina Panthers bypassed at number one. But I think there's a feeling around the league that seems to be gathering some momentum that there's a real possibility that the Houston Texans will wind up passing on a quarterback at two. Doesn't mean they will. CJ Stroud is a compelling player and a very interesting pick, and they have to address the quarterback at some point in time. But there's a real question around the league when you talk to people out there about whether they will, in fact, go quarterback, or whether, with a new defensive-minded head coach, they'll go take their top-rated defensive player at that point in the draft, We'll see how that goes. But there's all of a sudden a lot of intrigue surrounding the Houston Texans, which many people thought would be a quarterback.
So, he said basically absolutely nothing. It could be Stroud, but it could maybe won't be. Okay, so there is that. Want to cover all your bases. It could be Stroud, but maybe it won't be. Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. Mina Kimes brought up a point that, and we've been, I mean, they're just getting on all this stuff. Of course, we've been ad nauseum talking about the Texans' picks. That you know what? If you don't love Stroud, do you mind if the Colts get him?
I mean, believe this, and I don't understand it. I mean, logically, like, you can make a case for it, right? Which is, okay, they love Will Anderson, or even Daniel, maybe they're considering not taking quarterback this year and waiting until next year for Drake May or Caleb Williams and running it back with Davis Mills. And, you know, they're coming from the Niners where they built the team and it's so strong roster-wise. But to me, first of all, if you don't take a quarterback there, there's a good chance, a very likely chance, that your division rival, the Indianapolis Colts, gets quarterback two.
Yeah.
That is quite the roll of a dice because you are passing not just one, but, you know, three options now, one of whom might terrorize you in your own division for years. And we're all making good assumption point that they can get one of those quarterbacks next year.
Good point. We've been talking about it. But here's the deal. If you don't love Stroud, I guess you don't mind that the Colts get him.
Exactly. That's yeah.
If you pass on him, you don't think he's the guy.
The one thing that I just really struggle with every draft year in talking to people, and I'll bring it back up to them, is I say everyone works off the assumption that that these teams should be thinking like them, like on Twitter or on media or whatever. What if it's – and when you bring this question, it's hard to refute this. Yeah, but what if the team doesn't like the player? What if they don't have a good grade on him? Well, then you can't ask a team to draft a player that they don't have a good grade on because they're worried that the Colts will get a player they don't have a good grade on. And then the only argument that comes back is, yeah, but pretty much unanimously, you know, people around the league like C.J. Stroud, so shouldn't the Texans consider that? Okay, you don't know that everyone around the league. You only know what the media narrative is. You don't talk to teams. You don't know everything that's out. Kyle Brandt on Good Morning Football today just said, I don't understand this. How did we go from, you know, that everyone in, you know, the NFL teams liked it was between C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young, and now all of a sudden it's Bryce Young and it's not C.J. Stroud. How is this happening? You know, and I would just say this, and this is the God's honest truth on my kids right now. Why did we all think it's C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young? Because of mock drafts like mine or Daniel Jeremiah's or Mel Kiper's or Todd McShay's. And frankly, the ESPN guys hold way more sway than anything we do at NFL.com and Network have. We don't have the same eyes on our sites or on our television. It's not even close. So the ESPN is going to carry the most sway. So your narrative that you have, the only thing that you have to go off of is who you follow on Twitter and what you see on, you know, primarily on ESPN and some, you know, whatever you may see from our network or Fox Sports or whatever the case may be. So that's what you think that's a league opinion. That's not a league opinion. That's the opinion of business. I talk to teams. A lot of them don't have things finished up. Like they by now, I think most teams are pretty settled. In February and March, they're not settled. They haven't even brought the players in. Do you know the Lions just brought in Jalen Carter yesterday? The Lions just had a 30 meet with Jalen Carter yesterday. They just had that. This is a guy they could draft, and they're just fine. So anyone who acts like the Detroit Lions, that they know what the Lions think on Jalen Carter, he just met with the Lions. And so my point is that the idea that that things you see on TV or on websites or what the league is thinking, that is not necessarily the case. I just saw somebody else.
No, but that said, you guys are really close on. I mean, you'll miss some guys that teams like a lot more, like you know, the 12 pick that might have been you might have had in the second round.
But a lot of times we're going off our opinions.
But you guys
early
are really close of what teams are thinking.
But John, let's here's face how it works. Early on, it's opinions. And much later in the process, it's what we hear from teams. So now all of a sudden, well, how is it possibly Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud now is not as close as we thought because people are talking to teams now.
But C.J. Stroud will still go. Now, that said,
I am not
100%.
I'm telling you now, I am not 100% C.J. Stroud goes second. I mean, the second quarterback.
No. But C.J. Stroud will more than likely be the second quarterback taken, and he won't last pass the Colts.
I am not sold that C.J. Stroud is the second quarterback taken.
You're not sold on this?
Nope.
Wow. You think
it
could be Richardson?
I think the odds, I think it's 65% to 70%. But that should, for me personally, that should be 90%. Like, if it were me, I ain't messing with Levis or Richardson ahead of Stroud. That's just me. I mean, unless now I don't have, you know, the S2 stuff. I don't have the psychological testing. I've never interviewed him. I've never put him up on the board. You know, all these things that fans and media members can't possibly know unless they talk to people who have done it. And we make our own decisions watching Purdue play Ohio State. And I watched that Georgia game. Okay. But there's way more that goes into it. I can't possibly know that. But what I can tell you is everything that I have access to, there's nothing on tape that shows me that, I mean, Richardson and Levis are big-time risks. And C.J. Stroud, to me, yeah, is he an Ohio State guy? Yeah. You know, if you want to say that's a risk, you can. But I think he sees the game way better than Dwayne Haskins did, if that's who you want to compare him to. And I think he is a better passer than Justin Fields. So if you want to just go Ohio State quarterback. So for me, yes. For me, based on just what I know, I would take Stroud at 2.
Right.
But well, I don't know everything they know.
It's coaches and GMs and scouts all looked at the same film you did. So,
But we could see it differently.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And you do. You see a lot of guys differently.
Yeah.
All right. 713-780-3776. Payne, you will get you in on the other side. 713-780-3776 is the number. Right now, I'm talking about T-Box Texas. T-Box Texas is awesome. We're playing golf out here, right? Well, it rained last night. Is your course cart path only today? I don't know. If it is, you might not want to play because cart path only is the scourge of mankind. So you might want to go inside and play your golf because, oh, by the way, you don't have to walk at all. Oh, by the way, you got a couch right there. Oh, by the way, you got a bar right there. Oh, by the way, you got all the TVs there that you can watch all the sports and everything else that you want to watch. You want to, I mean, I'm sure Catherine will even put it on a soap opera if you want a soap opera. Listen, I work too much. I can't play golf. Really? You can play golf every night because it's open at night, and you can go and play if you want to play where you can't. On a golf course, obviously, unless it's East River 9 because that's lit, but all the other golf courses are dark. So you can go to T-Box and play at night. You can play during the rain. You can play during the snow. You can play during the heat of summer. It doesn't matter. T-Box Texas, all simulators, 8 simulating bays that you can go and enjoy golf. Every day, night, rain, shine, snow, sleet, whatever it is, you can enjoy golf inside tboxtexas.com. That's TEEboxtexas.com.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Wheel. Fun. Get low when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.